Let's go, girls. Come on.
Hello, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. It's such a beautiful day, and gorgeous. I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Janet Sprisler.
How was your week, my dear?
You know what? Once that rainstorm got done, it got a lot better. We had great weather yesterday, fantastic today. I just hope it holds out for the Oscars this whole entire weekend.
Right, because the last few years it's rained on Oscar night.
It has. Right? It has. Yeah, nothing like all those beautiful gowns having to walk through the rain. My heart melts for them.
Well, supposedly they're making them take the subway and, you know, getting there that way. So we'll see how that goes. We've got a great guest coming up today. George Finocchio is going to be with us. He is going to be live from the red carpet and going to give us his predictions on who's going to win an Oscar and who's not.
Oh, that's exciting.
And so it's going to be very fun. He's done that for so many years for us. He always calls in live from the red carpet, and he always does a great job in, you know, meeting people and talking about us and doing that kind of stuff. So we're always so grateful for him. And, you know, we've got a great show. And we've got another very special guest. Dwayne Couch from Ventiki from downtown is here.
Woohoo!
And he is going to be telling us about all the shenanigans that goes on there for St. Patrick's Day. Because I know him. He's got some shenanigans going on, right?
It's fantastic because it's coming up so quickly. And then we also have the time change this weekend.
We do. We're moving forward this weekend, yep. Thank goodness, because right. I'm really tired of getting up at, you know, zero dark 30. At least that's what it feels like.
Exactly.
And so we will be springing forward tonight before you go to bed. And tomorrow when you wake up, all of your devices will already have happened. And you'll just have to change all of your clocks around the house.
So good luck with your cars yet again. That's the one. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm just like, how does this work again? And yeah.
Exactly. And we're giving away a $25 gift certificate to the Greek at the Harbor. What a beautiful day to go to the Greek and enjoy lunch.
Amongst the boats, you see the ocean. There's usually a seal around. It's just a beautiful day to be at the harbor.
Absolutely. So how was your week? I mean, it's busier than it has been.
Yeah, we rented 3 units last week. It went very quickly, and it was like quick move-ins as well because people are selling homes and their owners have given them notice, and then all those rains hit. So they really couldn't go out and see units. And what we find is when it rains, if someone walks through during the rain, they're probably going to rent it because they're definitely a need for housing. And then when the sun shines out, they just pour through. So it'll be an interesting weekend. We have 3 currently. One is not coming on, I think, until Monday, possibly tomorrow. But 4455 Antigua down in Mandalay Bay, which is fantastic. You have a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, first floor condo. It's been completely refreshed, light and bright throughout the whole thing. It is close to one of the spas. There's several pools there.
They have
the tennis courts. You have the beach. It is beach living at its finest. That one will be coming on the market at $34.95. And then over at 348 Santa Monica, also beach property, we have an upstairs 2-bedroom, 1-bath. It also has been refreshed. It's really cute up there. It's in Silver Strand, so you have walking distance right there to Mother's Beach. And then each of the bedrooms actually has an alcove, so it's sort of kind of cool. So you can sit there or you can make it into a gaming area. Like everyone's trying, I don't know anybody else's kids, but my kids are always trying to rearrange the rooms to see what kind of new desk they're going to put in for all the gaming stuff. So this would be a great alcove for that, or just to sit and unwind and read a book. And it's a great place to just spend the day. And then over at 677 County Square, number 58, I have a 2-bedroom with a bonus room for $30.95. So that price was just reduced. And it has a 2 bedrooms upstairs, 2 baths, and a half bath, like in the middle area, that is a 3-story garage with a bonus room off the garage.
And it has a pool. And the reason I know that is because I sold that unit.
Yes, you did.
They moved out of state now. So it's a beautiful unit. They've completely revamped it. Yes. It's got sliders with a little balcony off of the dining area. And it's just really, really a nice location. It's very private. and
close to everything. You can you could walk wherever you need to walk, especially if you are a government center employee. It's right across the street. Then you have, you know, Vons there, Century 21's there. You have everything right there on that corner.
Exactly.
So, a great location. So that's what I have for this week.
Well, I've got a couple too. I've got 3975 Telegraph Road, number 62. It is adorable senior housing. It is a one bedroom, one bath, and then it has a one bedroom in the sunroom. And it's 560 square feet, so it's a tiny, tiny little place. But I got to tell you, everybody that's walked into that place goes, this place gives me joy. I love it. It's very open concept. It has a piano inside.
Wow.
Right? So that tells you how large the space is for the living room. The kitchen is very functional, has a dishwasher, garbage disposal, everything that you need. It's got lots of windows, light and bright. And then it's got a backyard and a front yard and a shed and a garden.
Wow.
So it's priced at $220,000.
Yeah, unheard of.
Very reasonable. The space rent is $500 a month. And so getting a small loan and having that space rent, you can live there for about $1,500 a month.
Fantastic.
It is 55 and older, so it is senior housing. But how great to have affordable senior housing for once, to be
right.
able to share that with people.
And you could have a dog there, you know, it would be your own space and you have your private backyard. Because I see that a lot, where we have a lot of seniors who have an animal, service, emotional, whatever, that they want to bring with them. And, you know, it comes down to, well, is there a yard? What a perfect spot for them.
Right? Exactly. And then finally, that four-bedroom, two-bath Pepper Tree condo is on the market. It is gorgeous. They put $50,000 of upgrades in that condo.
Wow.
So just imagine every single thing is done. New windows, new sliders, new flooring, new carpet, new bathroom, new kitchen. There isn't anything that isn't touched. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. I have done nothing but that for the last 72 hours. Right. And it is priced at $525, and it's a four bedroom, two bath. There's only 11 four bedroom, two baths in that complex.
Well, I've never heard of a four bedroom under 800. So this is a crazy price for a four bedroom. It's affordable housing. When
affordable
people say,
housing.
Where's affordable? This is your affordable housing.
Exactly. It is open today from 12 to 2 and also open tomorrow from 12 to 2. So feel free to just go over there, take a look at it. When you come into the complex off of Telephone, you make the first right, follow the street around to the dead end. And it's to your left. It's a bottom unit, so downstairs unit. And it will be open 12 to 3 today and tomorrow.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's very exciting. It's beautiful. And I'm so proud to be able to bring affordable housing to the market, which is really, really nice. We have a great show lined up for you today. Larry Reyes from Smart Home Mortgage is going to be with us. He is going to give us a market update because all of those reports that were coming out this week were amazing.
Yes,
so guess what? Those interest rates are not going to come down anytime soon because everybody's working. Everybody's spending money like they have a lot of it. And when that happens, all of those reports look amazing to everyone. And the feds go, I don't think we're going to do that just yet.
Right, exactly.
So he'll be giving us the reasons why. And then Dwayne Couch is here from Ventiki. He has got lots of shenanigans up his sleeve for next weekend, which is St. Patrick's Day. Always a great place to go and spend the day. It is such an amazing place. You're just going to want to go there. If you haven't been there, you need to go there.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. It's like going to the islands.
Exactly. And then Janet and I are going to be talking about the deadlines that are coming up for City of Oxnard and all of the things that you can get for recouping some of the money that you've lost in the flood.
If you're in the city
December
of Oxnard,
21st.
Yes. If you had that flood at Christmas, this is where you can, you only have two more days, but
right.
we can get it done. We're going to talk about those deadlines, so get ready to really find out what you can do to help yourself.
Right. And then there's a bunch of services that are being provided to people who have got a car that's, you know, flooded, that's got a house that's upside down. We're going to talk about all of that. So,
fantastic.
And then George Finocchio will be here live on the red carpet. The Oscars is tomorrow night, and he is going to be giving his predictions. So great show lined up.
Yeah, and the $25 gift certificate to the Greek. So you want to call in for that at 650-1590.
Get your name on the drawing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Come to Ventiki in downtown Ventura at the corner of Fern, Main for happy hour food and drinks from 4 to 6 p.m. and enjoy a specialty drink by one of our cocktail shamans, where you will be amazed by the aloha spirit the moment you walk through our A-frame archway and sit around our fire pit on our open patio. See you soon. Mahalo. Call us at 805-667-8887. Once again, that's 805-667-8887.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Janet Sprisler.
And we have Dwayne Couch with us today from Ventiki. Welcome. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. Hello, Karen.
It's always exciting to have you, especially because we're coming up on a holiday of St. Patty's Day, which is one of my favorites, and you can't get and beat the food and drinks at Ventiki. Oh. So what do you have up your sleeve?
Well, first of all, St. Patrick's Day parade next Saturday. The parade is scheduled to start at 10 a.m., and Ventiki is on the parade route.
Wow.
Right in front.
Love it. Love it. What a way to start the parade.
I know. So we're going to be opening at 9 a.m. on Saturday for the parade. And so everybody has time to come in and get front row seats and enjoy themselves. But among all the other wonderful cocktails and our great food, we have a special that we're going to be serving to go that morning for the parade. And that's shepherd's pie.
Oh, yum.
I love shepherd's pie.
So do I.
It's such a comfort food.
Yeah, and we're going to be serving it to go. Yeah, so that, and we have one other special that I've not talked about before. We'll be serving for that day, and that is dessert. It is Dole pineapple soft serve.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like a whip.
Yeah. It is.
So it's like a pineapple Dole whip.
It is, yeah. With shamrock sprinkles for Saturday.
There you go. I love that. And that's going to be good to go, too, as well?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
I'm going to need that.
You're going to need that. First of all, they have the patio, right? There's a patio out front. You can catch the parade. Whether you're going to take your shamrock or your Dole pineapple whip or your shepherd's pie to go, that's a great spot to just hang out, have some drinks. And, you know, because it's a holiday that...
Everybody's a beverage holiday.
Yeah.
It's not a no beverage holiday. It is definitely a beverage holiday. And the parade will start right there. And there's a fire pit there. So if it's a little colder in the morning, they'll have the fire pit going. And it's just a great place to hang out. It's like being in Polynesia, you know, having a Polynesian experience.
Yeah, they also have that back room. So if you get, you know, you're done with the parade and you're like, where do we go? Your first stop. It's got to be Ventiki.
Yeah. I know my favorite is the poke bowl, so I probably would have that and take the shepherd pie home.
Yeah.
Right? There's always ways to work it out.
The poke bowl's my favorite also. Yeah.
So what kind of drinks what kind of new alcoholic drink are you serving on St. Patrick's Day?
We have I will be announcing the special for St. Patrick's Day for the cocktail.
Awesome.
We do not have it yet.
Okay. I wish Larry, he'll just have to hang for 1 second. Anyway, so besides the St. Patrick's Day parade, what's happening the rest of the day?
Oh, it's going to be St. Patrick's Day all day long. It gets so much fun for the rest of the day, especially with the crowds and the cocktails. Usually there's bagpipes marching up and down Main Street, and they always seem to stop in Ventiki on the patio. So,
how many people do you expect to see through the restaurant that day?
Oh, I couldn't count them.
Oh, my God. I love it. Get there early. Get there. Be there at 9. That's what I have to say.
Start drinking at 9.
No, I just love that patio. It's one of my favorites in Ventura.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. So anything else that you want to bring to our attention? How's staff doing? How's the girls doing?
Well, it's the same crowd that everybody loves, the girls and our servers. They bring out an experience when you order cocktails and the effects and the inclusion that they get from all our customers is so much fun.
Yes.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just ask someone that's been there, and it's usually anyone sitting beside you.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Right.
It's an experience. It's not just like, oh, let's go have, and because I've been to some tiki bars, and you just sit there, and you're like, okay, you're waiting for the Ventiki experience. And it doesn't quite happen. So, yeah, get a bowl of something. That's all I'm saying. Get a bowl of something.
Exactly. And we're celebrating, what, 11 years now?
Yes. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow. It's fantastic.
Time goes by really fast.
It really does.
So, well, tell everybody where they can find Ventiki.
So you can find Ventiki downtown Ventura at 701 East Main Street, right on the corner of Fir and Main Street. So we are at the very beginning, the top of the hill at Main Street Moves.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Dwayne, for being with us today.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much. It's going to be a fun, fun day next weekend celebrating St. Patrick's Day at Ventiki. So thanks so much for being here, Dwayne.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, coming up, we have Larry Reyes. He is with Smart Home Mortgage, and he is going to be giving us a market update. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Pat from Pothier Hypnotherapy, and I'm located right here in Ventura County. Just open a newspaper, watch TV, or even get on social media, and you can see all the negative things that affect our lives. In my practice, we focus on the positive. We want to assist you to be the very best that you can be, to live your best life ever. I offer a variety of services under my three main programs of diet-free life, weight management, smoking cessation, and overcoming trauma. See, we all have something that holds us back. I can be reached through my website, pothierhypnotherapy.com, or call my cell, 818-468-0777. We all deserve happiness, peacefulness, and love in our lives. Call me. Again, that phone number, 818-468-0777.
Are you a real estate investor or a housing provider here in Ventura County, and you're worried about possibly the new California laws? Maybe you're having headaches with your maintenance, or you just want more freedom from your investment. Well, at Rent 805, we can make all those issues go away for you. Please give us a call at rent805.com because we manage your property so your property does not manage you. Once again, that's rent805.com or 805-776-8805.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. You can stream live at kvta.com, and we're on 97.9 FM as well. Make sure you're getting your name into the drawing. We're giving away a Greek certificate for $25 to be on that patio and have a lovely lunch in such a beautiful, beautiful day. So give us a call, 650-1590. We are waiting for your phone call to get you in that drawing. So, hey, Larry, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome today. It's such a beautiful day. I'm so excited to be outside.
It is a beautiful day. And I think we should just talk about Ventiki again, because that just sounds amazing to me.
I'm telling you. If you haven't been there, you need to go. That's what
I've been there, and I absolutely love it. It is the best tiki bar around. I've been to many, and nobody compares to Ventiki. Absolutely love them.
I have to tell you. Anyway, so Tell us what's happening in the in your market, because I know the jobs market came, or the jobs report came out yesterday, and a couple other ones did as well. Did the CPI come out as well?
Yes, and everything is actually in the positive for us on interest rates. So we're seeing the rates get a little bit better from the numbers that came out. And, you know, it's wonderful. The rates, I think that we all just need to accept that the rates are going to be between 6% to 7%, probably for the next, you know, 6 months or so. There's going to be great moments that the rates are low, and there's going to be some days that the rates go up just a little bit. But the rates being between 6 and 7 are still absolutely fantastic for a mortgage.
They really are. I mean, if you look over the past 25 years, you know, interest rates average out to be about 7%.
Yeah.
And that's really good. So
they do. I definitely remember in my first home purchase in 1999, I think I had a 7% 30-year fixed, and everybody couldn't believe how low of a rate I had. And I just was so proud to say I was a first-time home buyer program.
Yeah. Well, and my first home was 18%, so there you have it. You know, it averages itself out and things go well. So
it really does. We're seeing the market move, though. I'm picking up quite a bit in business. I think a lot of people have accepted what the rates are. And we're seeing people just jump back into the market again.
Yes, I'm
Lots
seeing that
of
as
new
well.
Activity,
yes.
For sure.
So what about first-time home buyers? Let's talk about them, because I think there's enough affordable housing on the market right now that they can take advantage of that. So what programs do you have for first-time home buyers?
Well, the Dream for All program is definitely coming to play in early April. We are getting people registered now for that. So if anyone is interested in that program, it is a lottery system. So not everybody will, you know, unfortunately get it, but it's something that we can get done right now and at least get you registered for it. We have lots of other down payment assistance programs. The regular CalHAPA program is still available. There's grant programs. So lots of different things, and there's city programs. You know, it really, requires someone to come in and fill out the application, turn in their documentation, and allow, you know, me or their mortgage broker to review and find out which program fits them best.
And that's really true. So, you know, if you've made the decision that you're going to buy a house this year, let someone help. Use a professional in every aspect of that transaction.
And with the
Definitely. And don't be afraid to get pre-approved, even if you're not, if you don't think that you're ready right now. It's still a great idea to sit down with a mortgage broker, bring in your paperwork, have your credit ran, sit down and just go over your numbers and see where you're at and build a plan if you're not absolutely ready yet. You know, it definitely can happen, and I think people are so scared and think they can't buy, but they can. They really can. There's lots of programs out there to help people.
Well, and you know, like the condo that I just put on the market, it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. It's completely renovated. It's at $525,000. And
it's a great price.
It's a great price. And, you know,
how do you get a 4-bedroom for that price?
Exactly.
With the lottery, when will they find out they've won the lottery?
That's a good point.
I'm sorry?
With the lottery for the, you know, the Dreams for All, Dream Home for All.
Yes.
California Dream for All.
Sorry.
California Dream for All, yes. Unfortunately, it might be a dream for a lot of people. And for, there's not going to be a lot of, money available for it. It is a lottery system, but again, there's so many other programs out there to help first-time home buyers: down payment assistance, grant programs, lots of 100% financing programs out there. Some that are income restricted, some that are not income restricted. You know, so again, lots of great options out there. Just sit down with your mortgage broker. Let me help you out.
But with the lottery, when will they find out if they've received that allotment?
April. So early April.
So if they've already filled out the paperwork and they have something, do they have to be in escrow how does that work out?
No. They just need to be registered and approved. Their mortgage broker has to acknowledge and sign a form. It gets sent over to CalHAPA. And if you're chosen, you're chosen. And you have a very limited amount of time to get yourself into escrow. But no, you don't have to be in escrow right at the time.
Actually, isn't there a provision that says you cannot be in escrow at the time that you get the lottery?
They haven't clarified that yet. So, yes, we did see that, but we're being told also that they can be in escrow. So
how are they being notified? Are they going to notify the lender, and the lender will tell them?
The mortgage broker finds out.
That's how I would think it would happen. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. And that's a very great program. It was around for 8 days last year.
Right.
And then it completely ran out of money. And so you got to know that realtors and affiliates actually lobbied to get that money back into that program so that more affordable housing could be obtained by first-time home buyers.
And the other thing is that I like that they're doing it by pretty much by counties. I mean, I think Ventura is lumped in with a couple of other counties, but we're not fighting for people with like the money that needs to go to LA. LA has its own allotment.
That's correct.
So I like the fact that you know there's more Venturians that could be a part
a little
of that
more lottery. Fair.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, much more fair. Very excited about that.
And, check with Larry and make sure that you know what the rules are, because there are a couple rules that are different from last year. Like it has to, first generation
homeowners. So if your parents own a home, unfortunately, you don't qualify.
Yes, which is unfortunate. But then you use one of the other programs like CalHALFA or that FHA 3% down
program.
All of those. So there's lots of opportunity for you right now to get into the market. They're trying to encourage that. So take advantage of the situation. Larry, tell everybody where they can find you.
They can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 1680. We're on the 16th floor. My phone number is 805-853-3030.
Great. Thanks so much, Larry. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, Janet and I are going to talk about things that are happening in Oxnard and information that you need to know because there's deadlines. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Seth Doherty, a professional land surveyor with Latitude Surveying. We help homeowners, realtors, developers, contractors, and architects define property lines, create topographic surveys, site plans, and other maps. We service Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Give us a call at 805-637-1975 or check us out on the web at latitudesurveying.com. Again, this is Seth Doherty with Latitude Surveying at 805-637-1975. 805-637-1975.
Moving house this year? Imagine having a gentle, experienced partner to help you prepare and lead the team to pack, move, and completely resettle your new home as you planned. At Gentle Transitions of California, we call that person a move manager. Why not schedule our no-obligation move planning meeting to find out more? Just call 800-619-3049 or visit gentletransitions.com to get started. That's 800-619-3049 to let us help you move gently this time.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. I'm Janet Sprisler.
And I'm Karen Campbell.
And we're here live on KVTA 1590. And we're going to talk about what's going on in Oxnard.
We are. But first, we're going to talk about giving away a gift certificate for $25 to the Greek. It's a drawing, so get your name in the drawing. Give us a call, 650-1590, and get your name in that drawing for that gift certificate.
Yes, it's going to be a great day to be at the harbor to have a little lunch.
It is, right?
So let's talk about the disaster assistance loans that are happening with the SBA for the next couple of days. So your deadline on this is going to be March 11th. And today they're open till 3, and I believe that they're open 9 to 7 on Monday, and that's when it closes out. So you really want to just make sure that you are there so that you can get the assistance. And so this is due to the storm that happened December 21st through 23. So a lot of people woke up that morning to water on their floor or their roof had blown away. I was one of them.
I was one of them.
So this is really a great program because it's a low interest rate. So it's 4% for businesses, 3.25 for private nonprofit organizations, and 2.688 for homeowners and renters with terms up to 30 years.
Which is a really great deal.
Amazing.
And, you have 30 years to pay it back.
Yeah.
And at that interest rate, you could revamp everything that ever happened. I mean, I was fortunate enough that only my garage got flooded, right? I don't know why I say that, but I didn't have the inside of the house flooded. So that was, a blessing. But at 4 in the morning, you're not wanting to do all of that.
Right. And I was just thinking at the time, I was thinking, let's get this roof tarped, right? So you get it tarped and then you're like, well, what do you do? And then I was like, oh, I think there's something coming out. And I wasn't really paying attention. And now I was like, wait a minute. I called Karen. I'm like, when is the last day for that? So You'll see me over there if you go over there, because it did some damage to my living room.
Right? And a lot of people had a lot of damage. Like, they had cars destroyed and flooded completely, and their whole house got flooded. So all of their furniture is ruined, and flooring's ruined, and bedding is ruined. And so there's just a lot that you can do with that SBA loan. The other thing is Habitat for Humanity is actually helping people do the repairs. And, your income must be below 80% of the medium income of the area. And you can call Habitat for Humanity. They're in Ventura County. They're on Eastman. It's 1850 Eastman Avenue in Oxnard. And their website is sam@habitatventura.org. Their phone number is 805-485-6065, extension 111. So if you are unable to repair your home, they will come and make arrangements and have the volunteers, who are licensed contractors in most cases, to fix all of that. Also, the community development part of Oxnard, it's called the Service Center. They're at 214 South C Street. They are issuing permits if one is needed. And they are available between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. 805-385-7925 is where you can reach someone to get those permits done for you. So the other thing is Ventura County Rapid Rehousing is also been put into effect. And what that is that's if you cannot no longer live in your home because it was flooded and you have nothing because everything was ruined, they will pay for your security deposit and your first month's rent for those who qualify. So to apply for that, you call 805-385-1800, and they will give you all of the information that you need for that. They will provide food, clothing, furniture, and transportation.
Mm-hmm. United Way works very well with them as well. For United Way, you just do the 211. I work with United Way, calls me all the time and says, "Hey, what do you have?" And we've been working a lot with flood, you know, displaced folks. So and Salvation Army. Salvation Army has been amazing at getting security deposits, or, you know, if they just don't have the rent right now, because there's a lot of folks that, you know, there was 40 units actually down on Victoria that were completely flooded out, and they've been working to get those folks into homes. So you can call 211 for United Way, or 800-339-9597. The Salvation here in Salvation Army Ventura Corps, you can reach them at 805-648-5032. They are working out of their Oak Street in Ventura offices. They're not working off of the one in Pettit. So please keep that in mind.
Exactly. The other thing that people are having problems with is replacing their documents.
Oh,
so
that's the worst.
So when something gets flooded, your Social Security card, your tax returns, your green card, your Medicare card, military records, Social Security card, your passport, saving bonds, all of those things really need to be replaced, because if they're wet and destroyed and you can't read them any longer, you no longer can use them.
Right.
And so there are websites. If you go to oxnard.org, there are websites for all of the things that I just mentioned to replace your vital documents. And that is at oxnard.org. And there's no limit. I don't see a limitation here on that. So they're probably going to do that until the demand stops. So as long as people are coming in and needing that information, they'll be doing that. Also, the city of Oxnard is trying to replace all the trash cans that floated away.
They're still doing that.
There's
still homes without. We've seen a lot of them.
Right. And they've ended up in places that you'd never guess.
Right.
Right. So I know I have been talking to the trash company, and if I see one, I'll call them. So they've got a phone number for that, and that is 385-8060. And that's to report that you've seen one that's awry. It's also the same place to call to get new ones if yours can't be found and you need them.
Yes.
Because they want you to be able to put your trash into a trash bin and have the trash company come and pick that up.
We've been seeing a little bit of a delay on getting those because, of course, they're having to order them as well to get them. Because some of them are just completely destroyed or, you know, they no longer have a lid. So give them some patience there on that, but definitely get your name on a list as soon as possible.
Exactly. And then there's also services to take care of your car. If your car got flooded and it's just sitting on the side of the road, you can call the City of Oxnard as well, and they will help you with either moving it into your driveway or wherever you'd like it to go, or towing it. And the towing companies are actually taking the cars for free if you don't want the car anymore and you don't know what to do with it. They certainly will help you with that situation just to get things moving for you again.
Right. And you can apply for that car loan with the SBA loan.
You sure can.
And I didn't mention that that is going to be down at the South Oxnard Library is where you would want to go for that, at 4300 Saviors Road in Oxnard.
Right. And the 11th is the last day, which is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in need of those services, please get there. They are eager to help anybody that needs the help. And so that's why we are spending the time on this, to make sure that you know where to get the services, what to do, how to help. And there's just so many people that, you know, feel bad that that happened and that people are living in situations that they can't get out of. So there's lots of help there. Please go retrieve that from the City of Oxnard. And that's great.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't want anyone left hanging. That's the biggest thing, is we have to, as a community, roll together. And it's nice that these services were able to come through for us.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about the Oscars.
Ooh, love it.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks. Cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Hi, this is Joe Parisi. I'm with Guaranteed Rate, and I do home loans, residential, 1 to 4 unit properties. We are one of the top 3 lenders in the United States, and we cover everything from zero down first-time home buyers to step-up mansion buyers. You can reach me at rate.com/Joe Parisi. My NMLS number is 25572. Again, I'm Joe Parisi with Guaranteed Rate. My NMLS number is 25572. You can reach me at 818-687-6047.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Janet Sprisler.
And we are giving away a $25 gift certificate to the Greek. Give us a call, 650-1590. We are taking your name down and making sure that if you are calling, that you're getting your name into that drawing. We'll be drawing that name in just a little bit here. And give us a call, 650-1590. So
it's the Oscars.
It's the Oscars. I know a lot of people have Oscar parties.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And really do their house up really nice.
They get dressed up. They have their own red carpet. I was like, when I lived down in Hollywood, that was the thing. I was actually very fortunate to be able to be on the red carpet for the Emmys 1 year. I never made it to the Oscars to do any interviews there, but wow. I'm excited so much to always see the Oscars and what are they wearing. And
right.
They're not going to be drenched today.
Right? They're not going to have tents outside,
right,
which is really nice. They actually have a beautiful day to have those. Hopefully it will be the same tomorrow as it is today. So I don't know about you. Have you seen any of these movies?
You know what? My dad actually is a big fan of Oppenheimer.
Oh, good. Yeah, there you go.
He went and saw that with my whole family and loved it. You know, it's such a timepiece there. My niece is a big one for Barbie.
Yeah.
Because Barbie is very, you know, especially because it's the Women's Day was just yesterday. And it's a Women's Day kind of a movie.
It is.
And what about you?
Well, I didn't get to see any of the other ones. The Anatomy of the Fall, I didn't get to see that one. Or Holdovers, I didn't get to see that as well. So I only saw the two that you mentioned. And it looks like they are up for numerous awards, which is very, very exciting. We have George Finocchio going to be with us here in just a little bit. And he is going to tell us what's happening on the red carpet today as they are starting to do rehearsals and things like that. And he's going to give us his predictions of that. And what do you think, Spence?
I think I should go to the movies more often. Because I see everything on Netflix now.
Right. Yes.
And
well,
that's
a lot
how
of people
I view
do.
Stuff. So I'm like months late.
Right. That's how I saw, like, Barbie came out and I wanted to go see it. And I was like, ooh, who wanted to go see it? And then it was gone. Right.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I didn't get to see it until it started streaming last week.
Right.
So
right. Well, here's
I'm behind the times, too.
I'm also really big on what are they wearing. I love what they're wearing. So I'm excited to see, you know, so we have actress in a leading role. We have Annette Bening, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Haller with Anatomy of the Fall, Carey Mulligan for Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. So you almost have to, Annette Bening always wears some very classic clothes. So I'm just really excited for her and see what Emma Stone is wearing.
Well, and so if you have an Oscar party, what do you serve?
Well, I think you have to have some champagne there. You have to, we always went with a classic like buffet because you're there for a long time.
Right.
You always have to think about all those seat fillers and all the folks in the seats are sitting there for 4 hours at a time and they're really waiting for the after party just to get fed. So that's what we always did is we always had these and we all got dressed up. I loved getting dressed up for the Oscars to feel like you're a part of the hoopla.
Right. And what about you, Spence?
I go casual. But I usually watch for the host, and Jimmy Kimmel's a funny man. So I think it'll be good.
Yes.
I look back at the Steve Martin years, Billy Crystal years,
yeah,
and all
right?
that. I love the host because, they're funny.
Yes.
And they're good.
And they
so
have
this
to keep
is what
things
I'm waiting
rolling.
For. That's right. And that's the highest skilled job of the night is these people, the men and women, whoever's hosting, to be able to just roll with it, make comments on what has happened. I understand, and it would be a great thing to ask George, backstage they have like 5 writers. So they sit there when somebody says something, they'll just write, and then they'll hand it to them and say, so that's one reason why the guests are so brilliant.
Yeah.
They got 5 men and women from Harvard who graduated writing them jokes. But as long as it's entertaining,
yeah.
Who cares?
Right?
Let's have fun.
Well, and
exactly.
It's Eastern Standard Time at 7 o'clock is when it starts. So it really starts like at 4 o'clock our time.
Right.
And so you just really have to prepare for that and get ready for that because it's a long night.
Right. One of our fun things is, you know, a lot of people like to do the betting on who's going to win. We bet who will be in the bathroom.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It was like the last couple of years, that's been such a thing. And the winner is, and they're running in from the bathroom. So that's one of our votes this year.
I know somebody that was a seat filler.
Oh,
because
fantastic.
Whenever somebody goes, they have seats. So if there's a shot, there's never an empty chair. They were a seat filler for like 5 years.
Wow.
They said it was a great gig because you could literally, Annette Bening, I just took her seat. Brad Pitt just took his seat.
Right.
You could be taking some big shots seats.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
It's a good gig. I don't know what it pays, but
it probably doesn't pay anything. Would be my
guess.
Could
be just the pleasure of sitting where Brad sat.
Right,
and
the pleasure of being in the room with all of those people and being the excitement of what's happening.
Wouldn't
and all
it be
of
great
that?
Just to walk in with some milk duds and you sit next to whoever they were dating? And it'd be fun.
What a milk dud, Brad.
Well, I'm sure funny things like that happen because every once in a while you catch somebody doing something that's really, really funny, right?
Right.
So I'm sure stuff like that happens, like, oops, I just dropped something, right? And then, of course, that's what's on the shot instead of, you know, the glamorous getting that award, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's pretty interesting. So George Finocchio and Tracy Lang will be with us shortly. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Are you frustrated with your website or online marketing? Do you feel technology like AI is advancing faster than you can keep up? Hi, my name is Justin, and I've got good news for you. My company, Phase 3, helps small business owners just like you every day. If you'd like some help with your website and digital marketing, you can reach me at 805-455-1265 and online at phase3.net. That's 805-455-1265 and online at phase3.net.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. You can also stream live on kvta.com, and we're also on 97.9 FM. You can listen to us from any device. So I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Janet Sprisler.
And we are so excited to have Tracy Lang with us. She is used to be on our show, used to be a co-host with me for many, many years. Welcome, Tracy. We're so glad to have you.
Hi, girls. How are you?
We are great. How are you?
I'm good. I want to go to Ventiki now, and I want to win the Greek certificate after listening. You guys sound great.
Thanks. I know. It's a different experience being on that side of the room, right?
You guys sound wonderful. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Do we have George with us yet?
George is here.
All right. We have George Pinocchio, the entertainment reporter. He's fabulous from ABC News, Channel 7 in L.A. He is at the red carpet right now, I believe. George, tell us where you are.
Yeah, well, you know, the red carpet is right outside the Dolby Theater. And on the Saturday before the show, everybody that's going to be involved has to show up because they need to make sure that if they're plugging into something, it works. They need to make sure their lighting is okay. They need to make sure their shots are okay. So the reporters and photographers and videographers, producers, everyone is here. So it's a very, very busy, crowded carpet right now. And they're adding in the bougainvillea for the flowers this year now. So it'll be a different kind of flower look, kind of coming off the top of Where All the Stars Pose. You'll see a little bit of pink. I don't know if they picked the pink color for the flowers because of Barbie or not, but what the heck?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Right.
It sounds good. I like the idea. It sounds beautiful.
So, George, what are the big ones this year? You know, you're the pro here. I tried my hardest to get through Oppenheimer. It just was so long and slow, I thought.
Well, it's a long movie, but it's not the only long movie. I mean, Killers of the Flower Moon was even longer. Anatomy of a Fall was more than 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
It was just a year of long film for some reason. Oppenheimer, I think now that you can watch it at home, I think people watch it in shifts. I think the same for Killers of the Flower Moon. I learned a lot watching both, but absolutely, when I was at home and taking a look at them, you can do it at your own pace. Oppenheimer is absolutely the favorite to take the Best Picture prize. There was some kind of late chat in the game that The Zone of Interest, this foreign film that involves a concentration camp right next to, it's a tough movie, basically the Holocaust time.
Okay.
And, but I think you're going to see Oppenheimer win. I don't know how, I can't give you any other name because that's what all the prognosticators basically say.
I loved Maestro.
I loved Maestro, too. I thought Bradley Cooper was terrific. I thought his makeup was great.
Oh, my gosh.
I really loved his dedication to this role because it wasn't like he took a role and then just performed it 6 weeks later. He worked on this movie for 6 years.
Did he really?
He would be taking voice lessons for years so he could get Leonard Bernstein's sound out just right. he took lessons to learn how to conduct. And there's that one scene in the movie where he is conducting a major moment.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But, you know, he wrote the screenplay, he directed it, he starred in it. It is really something to behold.
Did he direct it too?
He did. Yep.
Oh, my gosh, it's awesome. Yeah. Now, is he your pick for Best Actor?
No, I think Best Actor is really going to go to Cillian Murphy this year. The late talk is, you know, there's always, you know, this is what everyone's saying going into it, Cillian Murphy. But then there are some people who think Paul Giamatti, who's been nominated several times
he
before,
was great.
Yes.
Might pull it off for the holdovers. But if you look at who's won the various prizes heading into it, and some of the voters are overlap voters, it looks like it could be Cillian Murphy's Oscar to lose.
Okay, what about actress?
Actress right now is, the people who predict these things are saying it's kind of a two-actress race between Emma Stone for Poor Things and Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Emma Stone was kind of in the lead in this race, and then all of a sudden, Lily Gladstone won the SAG Award, and that suddenly put them into kind of a dead heat.
Yeah.
So people aren't sure who's going to take that prize. So it'll be interesting. And then there could be surprises along the way for, say, Annette Bening. Who knows?
I think she was amazing, don't you think?
Oh, I think she was great. All these ladies were great. Sandra Hüller in Anatomy of a Fall, Carrie Mulligan.
Oh, I loved her, too. Yeah,
Maestro,
that was good.
All good. There are no bad performances, I don't think, in the nominees this year.
What about director?
Director will be Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, almost certainly.
Oh,
he won the DGA Award, and historically, I think only 7 times in 53 years has the DGA winner not gone on to win the Oscar. So the odds are heavily stacked in his favor. It would be the shock of the evening if he didn't win.
Okay. What about, is Barbie going to get anything? I love Barbie.
I think Barbie's got a chance at some of the awards behind the scenes. I don't know, maybe costume. I don't know, production design. What about the songs? There are 2 songs from Barbie. I'm Just Ken, and then the one that Billie Eilish sings and has already won for. I think the Billie Eilish song is probably a favorite.
Yeah.
I don't think Barbie will leave the Oscars without someone from that camp winning, because there was so much unhappiness when Margot Robbie wasn't nominated and when director Greta Gerwig weren't nominated. But it has a Best Picture nom, and it has other nominations, and Margot Robbie's a producer, so she's still nominated. I think they're in this race tomorrow night, and I bet there's some Oscar gold for them.
What are people going to wear, and what are you wearing?
I think they'll probably be color this year. That's what I'm hearing anyway. They always borrow jewels, so there'll be people wearing jewels that have security guards practically attached to them. Because they can't walk a carpet in $2 million jewels, right? And
right.
I know that our supermodel, Rashemba Williams, who does our fashion, has some fancy schmancy jewels she'll be wearing. I went down to the Garment District, where I like to go, downtown L.A. I found a tux that I like that is, I won't tell you. I've got a new vest for the occasion, and that's it. I mean, I'm not the star of this. I'm just the person asking the question. So let the other people shine in the fashion department.
Is there going to be any hidden message this year, like there has been so many years past, people wearing different color bows or... Do you know?
Yeah, I think we always find that out when they arrive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's talk that there may be some protests outside the Dolby Theater over the Israeli Hamas whole situation, but we don't know until that happens tomorrow. I think what Jimmy Kimmel wants to do is really bring lightness to this, because there are some really serious subject matters for these movies that are nominated in all the categories. I'm looking at documentary shorts and animated films and the regular films, there's a lot of seriousness. And so he'll lighten it up in his monologue. And he said if people decide they want to say something political if they win, that's their choice. I think that's what the creative team says, if it feels authentic to them. But the goal is to just have a good time. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Take us through your day tomorrow. What time are we going to see you? What time does the show start?
Okay, they wake me up pretty early, so I get up. I have to be at the, we meet at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood, our crew. And I'll be there before 10 in the morning. We go out onto the carpet to do a little rehearsal sometime around noon. Our show starts at 1. It goes to 3:30. The network takes over at 3:30 for a half an hour. The Oscars are an hour earlier this year at 4. So that's a little bit different, along with the fact that we hit daylight saving time tonight and lose another hour.
Right.
After the Oscars, they air an episode of Abbott Elementary. Then they re-air the Oscars for people who want to tune in later. And then we do the news. Then we do a post-show after that. So we'll be working late into the night. And then I'm up really early tomorrow morning because we do a online newscast at 7 in the morning. So
oh my
I have
God.
To be
you better go to
in an
right
anchor
now.
Chair looking okay at 7 a.m.
Right? You always look great. You're going to look great. Again, tell people where they can see you tomorrow on KABC Channel 7.
On ABC 7. I think if you don't have cable or whatever, you can also stream it on ontheredcarpet.com. So you'll be able to watch it if you don't get ABC 7 in your viewing area or with your system. So it's broadcast all over the world. So you'll find it somewhere.
We'll find you, and you'll be looking great. Well, thank you so much, George. We will see you tomorrow. Have fun. Try and get some rest.
Thank
you so much.
I appreciate you caring. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it. You heard it live on Girls on the Air. George Finocchio on the red carpet. So make sure you watch the Oscars tomorrow night, Channel 7, at 4 o'clock. That does it for us. We'll see you next week.